Hi, everybody. This is Dan Young.
And Becca Harrison.
We want to welcome you to this week's episode.
Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday.
Where each week at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, we go live on Facebook and discuss today's most important health topics.
Enjoy this episode. Country Doctors Wellness Wednesday.
It is an exclusive little broadcast where we bring you today's most proven, natural, non-invasive, non-toxic, non-habit-forming, no negative side effect approaches to restoring optimum health and function in your body. Thank you for joining us. Leave comments and be sure and make comments on today's topic because this is a very common situation. I've gone through it a couple of times the last 20 years where it's very noticeable.
Everybody has gone through it. Hey, Steve.
Hey, welcome, Steve.
I think everybody's gone through this. So who do you know or start a watch party because virtually everyone you know
has
struggled with this.
This guy?
It's chronic fatigue.
Yep.
Everybody's gone through a cycle in their life, especially if you went through an extremely stressful time in your life, maybe you struggled with, anxiety, depression, or just went through, you know, a very stressful situation.
Huge physical or emotional trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That, following that, more often than not, you will struggle with chronic fatigue. What I find interesting about this, and definitely make sure you share this, because almost everyone you know deals with this at some point. What I find interesting about chronic fatigue as we kind of dive into causes and what you can do, which is kind of our favorite thing to, you know, cover for you guys, is that if you go on the CDC's website, they actually, they have some interesting stats, but they also discuss how it is not covered in most medical schools what doctors are to do about chronic fatigue. So we have somewhere between 800,000 and 2.5 million Americans are struggling with this. They don't know what causes it. This is what they say. They don't know what causes it. The medical doctors are not taught on how, you know, how to help people through this, but it can be extremely debilitating for individuals that struggle with this. They struggle to just even daily function in their life the way they maybe did before.
Yep.
So from our perspective,
and I find it interesting, how many million?
2.5 million Americans.
That's quite a few. It's a lot more than we have in a current illness that's spreading around right now.
Yeah.
By quite a bit.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing, the reason I reference that kind of tongue in cheek a little bit, is because the number one cause is it's listed almost like a mysterious illness, right? It's like the flu that never leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It's how the person feels. Mm-hmm. Body aches and lethargic, and no matter how much rest they get, they can't get moving. And it's just, and so they get diagnosed with what the term is, chronic fatigue syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Most people who give this type of symptoms do have some form of immune system challenge.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, it's viral in nature. Epstein-Barr virus is one that's really comes up a lot with folks. They're just always tired no matter how much rest, no matter how well they eat, no matter what. You have got to be able to look at the support of the immune system as the underlying, really, like it's the drain. It's almost like the battery that has this drain constantly just depleting its energy, depleting it. And it's like, again, it's like the flu that never leaves. But this is really traced back in most cases, not all, but in most cases, some type of an immune system challenge, mostly viral in nature. So we as practitioners have to be able to identify that quickly and support the immune system, get it out of constant chronic stress, because people have this for years, literally years and years and years, with no real improvement, no real, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. Have gone to several different practitioners, several different major hospitals across the country.
Tried a lot of different things, tried to eat healthy, tried to go to the gym,
You know, and they'll have different manifestations of this too. They'll have headaches, they'll have constant low-grade fevers, they have poor mental, you know, focus, concentration, memory. They'll have irregular heartbeats where they go get checked out and they have lab works done and they get, you know, EKGs and they put them on a heart monitor device that they wear for 30 days and all these different things that really runs up a horrendous, usually, horrendous medical bill and gives them really no solutions. So when they come into a situation like that, they've been told by modern medicine, this is what we think you have. You know, it's called chronic fatigue syndrome. Mm-hmm. We start looking for these key things around the immune system, primarily viral. Mm-hmm. You can be checked for Epstein-Barr virus, by the way. You can actually be checked for that, as well as other viral activities. But at the end of the day, natural, non-invasive approaches that restore function, mm-hmm. rather than mask symptoms by way of pharmaceuticals, is actually the best way to go. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
So potential causes, if yes. we're looking for it, right, from what, you know, kind of our side of it, there's a lot of different things that can cause this.
One of the big ones is vaccines. There's a new book out by Joseph Antel. It's mm-hmm. called Adjuvant Therapies. I find it interesting that he used the word adjuvant because about a month or two before, Dan Murphy used that to describe the different metal components found in vaccines mm-hmm. that stimulate an immune system response. They're called an adjuvant, all right? A-D-J-U-V-A-N-T or E-N-T, okay? Adjuvant. And it's a substance, it's a like a precursor, it's an element that's present in vaccines, it's metals, usually aluminum, more often now in vaccines is aluminum, even over Thermosil or mercury. They're just changing up the metals, but they know from their science that it'll stimulate an immune system response. The problem is it stimulates a debilitating response in most people. And the presence of those things over time and the accumulation of them for different vaccines, getting your flu shot every year, that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. creates an immunosuppressant type of response long term. Short go, you may or may not get benefit, right, if it covers that year's strain. Mm-hmm. But in the long run, it really does suppress the immune system. So vaccines is one of the things mm-hmm. that we have to look at as an underlying cause. Mm-hmm. Dysbiosis of the bowel is another one. This is one that we find also very common in clinical practice. Is dysbiosis simply the gut is not performing like it's supposed to. It's got disruption. That, you know, people that are into natural health, you know, they'll use terms or hear terms like the microbiome, right? Mm-hmm. Gut health is out of balance. They need pre and probiotics and things of that nature. The reality of it is this is a very common situation. They're not absorbing nutrition properly. When you can't absorb nutrition properly, everything suffers, including the immune system and its ability to perform. So mm-hmm. That's why the cleanses that Becca, you know, has groups on, literally education groups on the different sequence of cleansing to position the body to be, you know, purified as well as mm-hmm. well nourished, mm-hmm. Are so important. It's just critically important yes. for something like that. So correcting the gut. Gut health is another one, another big one that we have to look at.
Yeah, I mean, I would throw in there, you know, one of the reasons why I believe we have chronic fatigue as such a big problem in our society is because we don't cleanse and nourish.
Yep.
You know, where we religiously or faithfully take our car to get the oil changed every 3 months, or if you yep. push it, maybe five, right? Four or yep. five, or 3,000 miles, 4,000 or 5,000 miles. You know, we do that and we don't even think about it. It's just yep. like a part of our routine. But then we turn around and we expect our bodies to last 100 years and with energy, right? And to be vibrant and thriving. And we don't stop and take a similar kind of approach to maintain our own bodies.
Yep.
Cleanse and nourish our own bodies.
Yep. A third situation that we see a lot is the accumulation of environmental pollutants, metal and chemical poisoning, not yeah. just from vaccines, but air, water, and food pollutants are at an all-time yeah. high. We have over 10,000 different ingredients that are, you know, found in our air, water, and food. They're not meant to be there. They certainly do not promote optimum health.
Yeah.
They can accumulate in the system, and that will create a suppression that doesn't allow the body to perform optimally. I think that's where Feeling Good by Cheryl Meyer
yes.
is a really good read. I know the last few times we've done Wellness Wednesday, we have kind of plugged Cheryl's book, but it's so applicable.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally 426 pages, I think, of mm-hmm. documented information mm-hmm. on what you can do to cleanse and nourish and position the body to get rid of the accumulation.
Books.
Yeah.
So she has It Feels Good to Feel Good and Feeling Good.
Yep, and Feeling Good is the one that I was able to actually write one of the comments on the back for. So prior to publishing. So I really appreciate her work, her dedication to identifying these things. And most importantly, when you read her material, it positions you on what to do to avoid this stuff and to clean up your environment, especially in your home. And don't be afraid to travel. Don't be afraid to eat. You know, but it just really positions you to do it properly so that you protect yourself. So, thyroid. One of the things I've been on lately is this kick about, you know, you don't have a real thyroid problem. You have an endocrine problem, right? And so when people come to us and they say, well, you know, my endocrinologist says I have a thyroid issue, Hashimoto's, or my cardiologist says I have a stress point, you know, a bundle branch blockage in my heart, which is vitamin B nutrient deficiencies in the tissue, that type of thing. When they come here with these things, it's like they don't have a specific organ problem. There's actually an endocrine system problem. Endocrine system, cardiovascular, and digestion. Those three, for those of you who may not be familiar with what we do, if we address those three things and really focus our attention on positioning those systems to perform optimally through good nutrition, elimination of toxic foods, and you know, faulty dietary habits that the body can't tolerate any longer, which means you've basically eaten yourself into ill health. You get your endocrine system, cardiovascular, and digestion straightened out, the gut health, 80-90% of what people come here with it.
Right.
In time, really straightens out and in most cases never returns if they'll keep those new kind of disciplines in place. So, so making sure that, you know, different organs, blood work, things of that nature might show different markers out of balance on like cardiovascular or liver or, you know, thyroid. But please remember, you want to be better educated than the norm about your health and how the body works. And it's not just a single organ problem. It's a systems problem. And we want to help you get that balanced out. So those are some of the things. And lastly, you know, the presence of those metals and chemicals and or yeast, fungus, parasites, viruses, those types of things, the byproduct of those will trigger what modern medicine refers to as an autoimmune problem. So you can have autoimmunity where these foreign substances having been present so long in the body that your own immune system begins to attack vital tissue, begins to attack the pancreas, creating type 1 diabetes, begins to attack joints, right, creating rheumatoid arthritic conditions, begins to attack the thyroid causing Hashimoto's or the adrenals causing Addison's disease, whatever that might be. So these are all symptoms of the problem. Autoimmunity is actually a symptom of the problem, and we're dealing with an over-toxic, not well-nourished system that would really benefit from a cleanse and nourish protocol. So
I would be fascinated to see the statistic on people that struggle with autoimmune diseases and what percentage of them are struggling with chronic fatigue. I would venture to guess it is extremely high.
I think they go hand in hand mostly. Yeah.
I don't know that I've met anyone that has an autoimmune challenge that doesn't struggle with chronic fatigue at some point.
Yep.
Yeah. So what can we do? You know, one thing we always like to share is that we're not here to diagnose or, you know, tell you, hey, this is what you have going on, right? We're just sharing information, encouraging you to do your own research. And when we always head into the what can you do, I think first and foremost, find a local practitioner, natural health, naturopath, you know, anybody that's working with nutrition that can really help you determine what is causing the fatigue, right? Not just what will help me feel a little better in this moment, but what is causing the fatigue and what can we do about it?
Yep. So two areas that we like to finish up with on Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday every week is some nutritional applications, but also dietary and lifestyle. Yeah. And I think we should actually flip those because the dietary and lifestyle, that's something that's going to be with you forever. I mean, supplements come and go. Practitioners, you know, move away or retire or we move away from them, whatever.
Supplements don't matter without the lifestyle changes.
That's right. That's so true. I mean, you can take the best supplements in the world. And if you're not eating properly, you know, you're going to undermine any really good results a good practitioner can get you. You need to really understand that. In that your compliance and you're working with them, not having them do something to you, but you working with them is paramount to getting really great, lasting, long-term results. And getting the kind of results that you had hoped you would, right? So your disciplines, your habits, again, don't have to be perfect, on point, all the time, 100%. You know, my dietary lifestyle stuff is 90-93% is what I tell people. And I can back it up with food logs. I can show them this is what I'm doing on a daily basis. My supplements are sitting right on this shelf behind me, and I can show you that other than today's, I've taken all weeks. I just haven't had lunches yet, which is going to happen here in about 5-10 minutes. So the point is it's being consistent, right? Keeping the diet on point, not eating a bunch of erosive, pre-processed, packaged foods that are going to convert rapidly to sugar and spark inflammation and more toxicity and nutritional deficiencies. Those are the things that 99% of what people waste away from is they're toxic and they're malnourished, period. So it starts with diet, starts with making good choices, mm-hmm. starts with plugging into free education like what we do on Wellness Wednesday, and also the fourth Tuesday of every month at 6:15 here, we have the Nutrition 101 class that people can plug into. Mm-hmm. Upon request, we can start putting them live every week if we want, or every month at least, you know, to reach more people and get this information to them. Because these are things that we use clinically to establish those dietary habits, those lifestyle habits, and the nutritional support. Mm-hmm. So when you think of nutritional support, things like Golden Seal mm-hmm. and complex B nutrients and your minerals, your broad spectrum minerals, multivitamin, multimineral. If you're not around a practitioner, maybe you can't get tested, just get a really good multivitamin, multimineral to, you know, from the local health food store and take it every day, right? A little bit every day.
Not Walmart, not grocery store, a health food store.
Not GNC, by the way. Not even GNC, which I know they have a big brand name recognition, kind of like Walmart does, and so does Walgreens. Problem is, the items that they choose to carry are usually very, very, you know, inexpensive. They're not very, you know, great quality.
Not all vitamins are created They're equally.
Not. That's right. They're not all created equally. So we use, you know, standard process, NutriWest, Country Doctor. Those are the three primaries. 80-90% of our protocols are from those three lines. You know,
the other thing you can do is look at ingredients. Are the ingredients yep. in there things you know what they are and they're plant-based yep. that are going to nourish your body? Or the ingredients chemicals that you can't pronounce and don't really know what they are, in which case they're synthetic vitamins
yep.
that will actually probably be more problematic than helpful.
Yep. A couple other areas that I like to really focus on, coenzyme Q10. You know, over 50% of people who succumb to a heart attack when they do autopsy find that the coenzyme level in the quality of that heart muscle mm-hmm. was extremely deficient in well over 50% of cases. So mm-hmm. coenzyme Q10, as we age, at least one a day, is great as an enzyme therapy, and then also proteolytic enzymes. Mm-hmm. Take enzymes with foods and away from foods. When you take them with food, like our S-zyme line, you know, Sky's familiar with that. When you take S-zymes with food, you're going to utilize and metabolize sugars better, carbohydrates. You're going to break them down. Mm-hmm. Your body's going to use that fuel better, okay? But when you take two or three at bedtime, a couple hours away from food, and you let that kind of work on the system overnight, you wake up with less stiffness, soreness, achiness, right? Better range of motion. Blood sugars that people would, you know, tend to wake up with that are 110, 120. Mm-hmm. Some I've seen as high as 160, 170. And that's after 8 hours, 9 hours of not eating anything. And they're still, their blood sugars are that high because they're not utilizing that fuel. They're not getting it cleared out of the blood. You know, S-zymes over 60, 90 days, a couple at bedtime away from food can be huge in terms of taking those numbers down and making the person feel better. Certainly can be have a great impact mm-hmm. on less inflammation, aches mm-hmm. and pains, things like that. So, enzymes, coenzyme Q10, you know, a good multivitamins like superfood is what we use. We encourage people to make smoothies every day. It's a meal, and it's very satisfying, and it's just packed mm-hmm. with dense, bioavailable nutrients the body needs to do both things, cleanse and nourish. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
Lots you can do. To focus on what you can do. We hope yep. it doesn't ever overwhelm you. If it does, the only thing we would say is just focus on one little change at a time yep. each day. What can I do today? Not yep. can I change everything overnight?
Sleep. Sleep is essential. It's a lifestyle thing.
Oh my gosh. Sleep is essential. So essential, yes.
They've done studies
yes.
that we have in our literature here somewhere where it's been suggested that for every hour of sleep you get prior to midnight is worth the equivalent recuperation of 2 hours after midnight. So these days, I've been finding doing well with that.
Everyone makes fun of me like I'm an old lady who goes to bed early. But well, really, it's just good for me.
Yeah, okay,
that
both.
That makes sense, yeah. Hey, we go live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Yes. Mountain Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you hit the share button and drop us a comment. Let us know, have you ever struggled with fatigue?
Yes. Next week, what do we got?
I don't know. So we're just going to let it go.
We'll post it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This will be in Total Wellness Radio in about 10 minutes. Take care.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.